You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast, where we explore the people, places, and possibilities shaping the future of compassionate living. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, and today we're responding to a heartfelt email from one of our listeners. She says, I'm a 51-year-old female and I have been diagnosed with osteoporosis. I'm vegan and would like to know how I can strengthen myself to counteract the osteoporosis. First off, thank you for sharing that with us. Osteoporosis affects millions of people worldwide, and it can feel overwhelming when you first get that diagnosis. It also hits close to home for me because I have family members that are going through the exact same thing. Seeing them go through it has made me realize how important awareness and early action really are. Before we dive in, I want to be clear that I am not a doctor. The information I'm sharing today comes from credible medical and nutrition sources, but it's for educational purposes only. Always talk to your healthcare provider before making any changes to your diet, supplements, or exercise routine, especially when dealing with a condition like osteoporosis. All right, let's get into it. What is osteoporosis? Osteoporosis literally means porous bones. It's a condition where bones lose density and strength, making them more fragile and more likely to break. Many people don't even realize they have it until they experience a fracture from something as simple as a fall or even a strong cough. It's most common in women after menopause because estrogen, a hormone that helps protect bone tissue, begins to decline. Over time, bones can thin, posture may change, and fractures take longer to heal. How it happens? Bones aren't static structures, they're living tissue. They constantly rebuild and renew themselves. When we're young, the rebuilding process happens faster than the breakdown. But as we age, the balance starts to shift. Factors like genetics, hormones, and lifestyle all play a role. Not getting enough nutrients like calcium or vitamin D can speed up bone loss, as can a lack of movement, smoking, certain medications, and chronic stress. The good news is that lifestyle changes can make a big difference, especially when you work closely with your doctor. Plant-based nutrition for bone health. Now let's talk about how a plant-based diet can support strong bones. You can absolutely get all the nutrients your body needs from plants with a little planning and variety. Here are some key nutrients to focus on, along with a trusted vegan supplement option for each. Number one, calcium. Essential for building and maintaining bone strength. You can get it from fortified plant milks, tofu, tahini, almonds, kale, and bok choy. If you need extra support, try FutureKind Vegan Calcium Supplement on Amazon. It's made from algae and designed for easy absorption. Number two, vitamin D3. It helps your body absorb calcium effectively. The best source is sunlight. But if you live somewhere with limited sun exposure, consider a vegan D3 supplement like Mary Ruth Organics Vegan Vitamin D3 Gummies. They're plant-based and easy to take daily. Number three, magnesium. Supports calcium absorption and helps activate vitamin D. Look for magnesium glycinate, which is gentle on the stomach and well-absorbed. A great option is BioEmblem Triple Magnesium Complex, which uses glycinate, malate, and citrate forms. Vitamin K2. Directs calcium to your bones instead of your arteries. You can find it naturally or through supplements. FutureKind Vegan Vitamin K2 is derived from chickpeas and helps support bone density. And number five, protein. Vital for maintaining bone structure. Get it from lentils, chickpeas, tofu, tempeh, quinoa, and nuts. If you want a convenient boost, try Plant Fusion Complete Plant-Based Protein Powder. It's clean, vegan, and packed with amino acids that support muscle and bone health. Each of these nutrients work together to keep your bones strong, flexible, and resilient. Movement and safety. Let's talk about movement. You've probably heard that exercise is important for bone health, and it's true, but it has to be approached safely. If you've been diagnosed with osteoporosis, talk to your doctor or a physical therapist before starting any new activity. Some movements could increase the risk of fractures, especially around the spine or hips. Once you've been cleared, focus on gentle, low-impact exercises like walking, light yoga, or guided physical therapy routines. These can help improve balance and maintain bone strength without putting you at risk. Why it matters. Without proper care, osteoporosis can lead to height loss, back pain, and even fractures that limit independence. But with awareness and support, you can slow the process and maintain a strong, active lifestyle. In my family, my relative's diagnosis was a reminder that bone health often gets overlooked until something happens. The encouraging part is that there are real, practical steps that can help preserve strength and confidence over time. So if you're listening to this right now and have been diagnosed, please know this is not the end of your story. With the right guidance, nutrition, and care, you can absolutely thrive. So putting this all together, here is a quick recap of what we covered. Always consult your doctor before changing your diet, supplements, or exercise routine. Focus on key nutrients, calcium, vitamin D3, magnesium, vitamin K2, and protein. Use high-quality vegan supplements when needed. Stay active safely with low-impact, doctor-approved movements. Manage stress, get enough rest, and keep up with regular bone scan. Osteoporosis is manageable, especially when you take a proactive and balanced approach. To the listener who shared this question, thank you for your honesty and for giving us a chance to explore this topic. You're already doing something powerful by seeking information and taking charge of your health. A well-planned vegan lifestyle can absolutely support bone health. Combine that with professional medical advice, mindful eating, and gentle movement, and you'll be setting yourself up for long-term strength and vitality. Your body is adaptable and capable of healing. Each step you take towards awareness and care makes a difference. If you have a question like today's listener, I would love to hear from you. You can leave a voicemail or send an email by visiting vegansexplore.com/contact or vegansexplore.com/podcast. Your stories and questions shape this show and help us grow together as a community. I'm Sean A. Russell, and this has been the Vegans Explore podcast. Stay kind, stay strong, and as always, explore, connect, and thrive.